Hey, welcome to this quick, punchy Ableton lesson on cleaning up reverb for drum and bass. I'm excited to walk you through a beginner-friendly setup that keeps your breaks and snares tight, your pads lush, and your subs solid at DNB tempos. Set your project to 174 BPM if you want to follow the exact examples. Let's get into it. First, the goal. We're building two reusable reverb returns, a short, snappy reverb for snares and percussion, and a long, atmospheric reverb for pads and vocal chops. The trick is to use filtering, a bit of dynamics, and some routing discipline so reverb adds space without muddying the low end or smearing the fast drums. Quick list of stock Ableton devices we'll use: reverb, EQ8, auto filter, gate, compressor or glue compressor, utility, saturator, and basic send/return routing. Simple chain, big impact. Step 1. Create the returns. Insert two return tracks and rename them REV short and REV long. Keep your sends on the source tracks so you can control wetness per element. Rev short, the tight drum reverb. Chain it like this: reverb, then EQ8, optionally an auto filter, optional gate, then utility. On the reverb, set size around 20 to 35%, decay between about 0.35 and 0.8 seconds, and pre-delay around 20 to 40 milliseconds. Diffusion moderate, and set dry/wet on the return at roughly 30 to 40%. Remember, the send level from the source will control the perceived wetness. Immediately after the reverb, at EQ8, high pass at roughly 200 to 350 Hz, start around 250 Hz and listen. This removes low reverb energy that fights your bass. A low pass around 8 to 10 kHz to tame brittle shimmer that can clash with cymbals. If the tail sounds boxy, try a gentle dip between 300 and 600 Hz with a narrow Q at minus 3 to 6 dB. Put a gate after that if you want a gated reverb effect. Set the threshold so tails cut off after 100 to 250 milliseconds, and tweak hold and release until it grooves. Finish with utility. If tails feel too wide, reduce stereo width to 50% or so and pull the return down by 6 to 12 dB to keep headroom. Rev long, the lush atmosphere. Chain this. Reverb, EQ8, a light saturator or glue for color, utility, then optionally a sidechain compressor. Reverb size higher, say 60 to 90%, decay between 1.5 and 3.0 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 40 ms, diffusion higher for a washy sound. Again, set dry/wet on the return around 30 to 40%. After the long reverb, EQ8 is crucial. High pass at about 40 to 80 Hz so the reverb doesn't add sub-energy. Low pass around 8 to 12 kHz keeps unnecessary top end out of the tails. If things feel congested, gently reduce 200 to 400 Hz by 1 to 3 dB. A touch of saturator can bring harmonic presence without boosting lows. Keep drive low and wet mix moderate. Use utility to control width, and especially to narrow or mono the low end. For a stronger solution, later we'll look at M/S techniques to cut lows only from the side channel. Side chaining that REV long is a great move. Add a compressor or glue compressor and set the side chain input to your kick or bass group. Try a ratio around 3 to 6 to 1. Attack fast, release around 60 to 150 ms. Adjust threshold until the reverb ducks whenever the kick or bass hit. This preserves the groove and keeps the low energy clear. Now the mono low end trick. DNB needs a focused sub. Either use utility to narrow the width below about 120 Hz, or set up an audio effect rack with mid/side chains and use EQ8 to cut the side signal under something like 120 Hz. For beginners, a practical shortcut is utility width reduction plus an EQ high pass at 40 to 60 Hz on the return. The key: don't let reverb carry true sub frequencies. Sends and levels: start conservative. For drum sends, try minus 12 to minus 8 dB. For pads and vocals, minus 8 to minus 4 dB. Check the return level in context, then shape the tail with the EQ. Pro tip: balance the send before you start aggressive EQ. If the tail is inaudible or overly loud while you're adjusting, you'll make the wrong cuts. Side chaining and ducking: create a compressor on the return with side chain enabled to kick or bass. Ratio around 4:1. Attack 1 to 5 ms. Release 50 to 120 ms is a useful starting point. The goal is musical breathing. The reverb should duck on hits, then fill space between them. Arrangement ideas as you work: keep REV short on snares and percs during rolling sections to keep life in the drums. Bring REV long up in breakdowns and long transitions. Automate send amounts and filter cutoffs per section, so the mix tightens in the drop and opens in the breakdown. Also try gating REV short tails for jungle-style stabs or sync a gate to 1/16 or 1/8 notes for rhythmic ambience. Common mistakes I see students make: too much wet. If the mix is already wet, then no amount of EQ will fully fix it. Lower send levels and shorten decay times. Another is leading sub-frequencies in the reverb. That's a fast way to ruin your low end. Also, long decay times on drums at 174 BPM will smear transients. Keep shorter decays and use pre-delay to separate hit from tail. Finally, don't forget to check in mono. If the reverb stomps the kick when summed, you need to tighten your HP or narrow the sides. A couple of pro moves for darker or heavier DNB. Bandpass the snare, reverb, with HP around 300 to 500 Hz and LP around 5 to 8 kHz to keep tails mid-forward and dark. Pitch shift a recorded reverb tail down slightly for subterranean texture. Multiband ducking is another powerful trick. Use multiband dynamics on the long return and sidechain the low band more aggressively than the highs to keep presence, but avoid mud. Mini practice exercise you can do in 15 to 25 minutes. Build a 2 or 4 bar DNB loop with kick, snare, drums, and a pad. Make REV short with reverb decay 0.45s, pre-delay 25ms, size 28%, dry slash wet 35%, then EQ 8 HP at 250 Hz and LP at 9 kHz. Make REV long with decay 2.1s, pre-delay 20ms, size 70%, dry slash wet 35%, and EQ 8 HP at 60 Hz, LP at 10 kHz with a small minus 2 dB dip at 300 Hz. This audio version is shortened for playback.